Our nation's history came into focus, at least for me anyway, and I don't know if you heard this, but I'm always fascinated by these types of situations that come upon us. I think, you know, how is this still possible? There was a death that apparently happened last month, and it was just reported, I saw this over the weekend, a grandson of the 10th president of these United States, John Tyler, died at the age of 95. A grandson. That is just, that's like one remove from John Tyler himself, you know, the son of John Tyler. Yeah, his grandson. His family has stretched to three generations. It was Lyon Gardner Tyler Jr., who died, according to an online obituary, September 26th. We just found out about this past weekend. His daughter says that he died of complications due to Alzheimer's disease. He was born in 1925, more than 130 years after his grandfather, President Tyler, was born in 1790. Wow. How crazy is that for a connection to history? He never met his grandfather, but he certainly heard stories about him. So I got to looking up, and I'm thinking, how is this possible? And if you do the math, it is possible. It just seems highly unlikely. But I didn't realize this, and perhaps because, you know, the presidency of John Tyler is not one that gets a lot of recognition. But I did not know that he had 15 children, 8 by his first wife and 7 by his second wife. And some of those children lived into the 1920s, if I'm reading this correctly. So you can see if that's the case, well, then you could easily have a grandchild that could have lived here until 2020.
It was a close link to the past.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fascinated by that historical connection we have. In fact, then I saw this reference at the end of the story. And by the way, this grandson I'm talking about is still survived by his own daughter and a brother, which is still the now last living grandchild. There's another one.
Wow.
Who is, if I'm reading it correctly, his name is Harrison Ruffin Tyler. He's also in his 90s. And how does this read? He is the last living grandchild to the earliest connection of U.S. presidency, you know. That's just, to me, I just find it fascinating and crazy to think that you could still have a generation removed.
Right, from somebody who was president in, what, the 1840s?
Yeah.
Something like that? That's amazing.
Born himself in 1790. So you've got three generations connected to one family in just three different...
Wow. Was John Tyler the one who was thrown into the presidency because... who's the president who died after just being there for a month?
William Henry Harrison.
Ah, yes,
very good.
Right.
Very good.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
Pat knows his history.
Yes. Well, those little tidbits that you hear sometimes that takes place. Yeah, he had... let's see... How many kids that lived in the 1900s? One, two, three. The last living child that he actually had, Pearl, died in 1947.
Well, mathematically, if you look at where the country's about 240 years old, give or take, and divide that by three, that's 80. So if people had children late in life, they did it for three generations, it's easily possible.
Yeah, it is. I guess until you see it in front of you, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You just don't think about it.
Right. It just seems so long ago.
It does. But that's one of the reasons I'm fascinated by this nation and our history, just because we have those connections. You know, I still remember the first time I heard about, like, President Lincoln's son, you know, Robert Todd, who lived into the 1920s, I think.
Yeah.
Just to think, really, Lincoln's son?
Right.
Just because the presidency of Lincoln just, you know, was this assassination back in 1865. It's like, how is that still possible? But again, mathematically.
Right.
So again, this goes back to the math. See, I can't do that. I can't do that kind of math, so I have to see it in front of me.